Tom Casper, Master Gardener, joins us with tips for hardy gardeners. And one of those tips, a couple of events coming up that you don't want to miss, I gather. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there? Okay. Okay. Are we? Are,
my lead in?
Are we making the radio? Well, you said vegetables to me, and that upset me, and it just took me a couple of minutes to... I would just like to point out that rhubarb is a vegetable. It counts in your daily servings of vegetables, and that the earlier in the year you eat your rhubarb, the less sugar you have to put on it.
That's right.
I'm just saying. All right. So that's that's my contribution for the year right there.
I like that.
Okay.
So a couple of things coming up in the activities world for gardeners and people who enjoy that kind of thing. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but that the Monarch Butterfly Festival is coming up this Saturday, and it's from 12 to 4 up at the Coppertop Church, and it's free, which everybody likes, but it's lots of information about what you and I and others as individual gardeners and people who are concerned can do to help the monarch butterfly population on a local level and on a worldwide level.
Hey, here's something that Carol Andrews told me that I didn't know, and I'm just offering it to you because you and I have lived in the same places all around where there was a lot of milkweed, but there is a milkweed that is indigenous to the Northland, and it's not your milkweed, not our North Dakota milkweed. It's a different kind of milkweed. So you're probably going to want, you know, you may want to get some milkweed to encourage monarchs, but you need, but it's a good idea to get the Northland milkweed.
Yeah, it's a, there's a variety of swamp milkweed that's indigenous to our region and does very well here. And the name is kind of a misnomer. It actually doesn't want to be in the swamp. It likes kind of things a little higher and a little drier, but still adequate moisture. And it is a favorite of butterflies and monarchs specifically. And at this Monarch Festival, they are going to be giving away milkweed seeds for everybody if they want to start their own patch of milkweed to help the butterflies in a small way.
Sweet.
So that's going on this Saturday, 12 to 4. And then the following Saturday is the big plant sale, the Duluth Garden Flower Society's, I think it's going to be the 21st or 22nd annual plant sale, and it's always down in the Rose Garden parking lot. It starts at 8 o'clock sharp, and as you and I have talked about over the years, it is a bit chaotic, and people need to get there early and take a look at plants because they go quickly. And
are you going to camp out? Well, you're in the society, so you probably, you know, are going to be actually selling plants. But, you know, should I bring my tent and just camp out overnight?
It's a good idea to get there early and bring something to carry your purchases with. Folks come down with wagons and carts and boxes and bags and strollers and you name it, and pile them up with plants, and it's a lot of fun. Plants sell for a good price. People find some deals. They get to talk to some gardeners about what does and doesn't do well in this setting and that setting, and again, it starts at 8 and pretty much is all wrapped up by about 9 o'clock. So
it's like this huge explosion of activity.
Yeah, and then all the gardeners take their wares home and find places to fit them in their garden.
That sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah.
So is anybody going to have swamp milkweed?
There's probably going to be milkweed there for sale, yeah.
All right, so there you go. So if you don't make it to the Monarch Festival, you can still find some of the Northland milkweed for the monarchs.
Yeah, yep. So that's,
could I be bringing my thistles? my amazing 8-foot-tall thistles?
Well, and you can advertise them as nature attractant because the yellow finches love them.
Oh, they really do.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
All right.
And then we did talk a little bit about vegetables, and folks are getting in their cool season crop vegetables now. They're seeding their peas and spinach and lettuce and things like that. But it's still too early. And will be for probably a couple more weeks. And I was listening to the weather forecast before I came on and talking mid to upper 30s tonight, and I think it was maybe mid 30s last night. So it's still just a little too early. There's no point in rushing those warm season crops like your tomatoes and peppers and squash and stuff like that till we know for sure that you're not going to have much of a chance of frost. So I would hold off if I were going to plant those, and certainly holding off on any of our annuals for a couple more weeks before people start planting them, unless they want to turn around and bring them in and out if it's getting cold. But so I anticipate the greenhouses are going to be busy this weekend and next weekend with lots of folks out getting their things and hopefully getting their hands dirty in the garden. So,
well, and we got some great weather coming up for it.
Yes,
some fantastic weather.
70s, so.
Yeah, I'm ready. All right there, TK, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and we'll get the whole skinny. You can talk to us perhaps from your hospital bed where you're recovering from being trampled by a crowd of people at the plant sale.
I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. Yeah. Thanks a lot, TK.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday morning right here on Northland Morning.